It's funny, the first time someone called me comrade in 2019 was like a little strange, and I was like, okay, sir.
In 2018, 10 strangers meet in a park in Astoria, Queens, to attempt the impossible.
Let them know that this is just the beginning.
They took down a machine.
Veteran New York City Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley has gone down to primary defeat tonight.
They chased Amazon out of their neighborhood.
Billionaires don't lose, right? Trillion-dollar corporations don't lose. And when they lost, they were f***ing pissed.
They won some, they lost some.
With a margin that narrow, your mind goes to 1,000 decisions. You know, when it's 55 votes.
But they never stopped knocking.
Once you win that first one, it's like the blood in the water. You chase that same feeling forever.
My name is Tim Donovan. I've lived in Astoria, Queens for 15 years now, and counting. And for most of them, while my neighbors were building a revolution, I watched from the sideline. Then, a Democratic socialist in my neighborhood ran for mayor of New York.
Let's turn our attention back to New York right now, and if you don't know the names Oran Mamdani, you soon will.
And I finally stopped asking, now what, and started knocking.
I started getting this feeling in my stomach of like, oh my God, this is it.
And the whole place just explodes like you're in the clubhouse after your team has won the championship.
The Democratic Socialist Zora Mamdani is the projected winner, the mayor-elect of New York City.
It was our moment, because we were the campaign. We all were.
This is the story of how 10 strangers in a park became 100,000 volunteers who knocked 3 million doors citywide.
Because even if you don't care about politics, politics cares about you.
The People's Republic of Astoria, a 6-chapter documentary series about the neighborhood that changed New York. And what I learned when I finally joined in. All episodes available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You gotta be ready.